Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Design Chat with Josh. I'm your host, Josh Reach, and in this podcast about all sorts of stuff design related, we are actually going to talk about whether or not designers should have their own style. And what I mean by that is whether or not you look at something that a designer has created and you just know it was created by them by the way it looks. Is that what we should be? Is that what we should have and create as designers? Or should we be style agnostic and maybe adapt to the brands that we're creating for? So let's chat about that for a little while. Now, this kind of came about because, like many days, you know, maybe I'm going through some portfolios on Behance or what the latest, you know, feed on Dribbble is, and I got thinking, and this is something that I've thought about a while, and I'm sure a lot of us have thought of this too, is, you know, is it good for us to have our own style, like our signature visual style as designers? You know, if I'm designing an app, should somebody know that, oh, that app, that UI was definitely designed by Josh? Or should it be agnostic and really meld to whatever the brand is? And we could even get into things like, you know, well, really people's styles follow current trends, but I agree and disagree with that, because yes, we follow the latest trends and we want to, you know, that's kind of what our clients want when we work as designers, but there's a lot of us that still have our own style. We use the same type of fonts, we use the same type of color palettes, we use the same type of photography, illustrations, whatever it may be. We're designers, you know. It's not like we are illustrators or we're photographers, and some of us are both, you know, right? You have photography skills and you have illustration skills, but people who are dedicated illustrators or dedicated photographers, I kind of think it's okay for them to have their own style, because there's a variety to choose from, and that's why you pick them. You know, they're the expert in that style, and you want that style for your brand or for your product. And it kind of makes sense for them. But when it comes to designers, we're kind of that middle beacon that's pulling in stuff from photos and illustrations and typography and color palettes and copy, and we're putting it all together. And so we're pulling from many different styles, but yet somehow we end up making kind of our own. And to me, where I stand on this is I actually don't think we should have our own styles. I don't think that we should, you know, people should be, they shouldn't be able to look at something that I created and go, that is a Josh Reach design. And I know that's happened quite a few times. I know that I do have somewhat of a certain style, right? But it's not quite, I don't think it's at least as quite as strong as some other designers who literally everything in their portfolio will look pretty much the same, you know, and maybe they're using the same formula, but it's creating the same visual style. And, you know, it's mainly just what I'm seeing online with these designers. And it's nothing, like, I'm not knocking anybody here. I'm not trying to, like, you know, kind of berate anybody for having their own style. I think it's great, but I think it's so important for us designers to make sure that we are visually and design agnostic so that we can adapt to whatever brand, whatever industry that we're working for. And, you know, a good example is, you know, so far there's been three major industries that I've worked for, and that same style that worked for a credit union doesn't work for law enforcement technology, you know, and the style of law enforcement technology doesn't work for health and wellness. You know, they're totally different industries and totally different realms. And so over the years, I've had to adapt my style to whatever the industry or whatever the brand is that I'm working for. And this is really important for in-house designers because, you know, We can come in as new designers in-house in a company, but if we have a certain style and say that company hires us for that style, guess what's going to happen after a few years? They're going to get bored with that style. and they're going to want something new. And can you create something new if you have your very specific style, your very specific use of typography and colors and photos? If you have your very specific UI elements that you always use and you're just constantly refining yet that UI library, can you really create something totally different? And, you know, the reality is if you're stuck in that style, you probably can't. And you're probably going to have to start either reinventing yourself, and it's a big push, I think, for a lot of people to, after years and years and years of designing the same type of way, to design in a completely different way, or even just a variation of that, if it's an evolution of a brand or campaign or something. And then same with products. If it's an evolution of a product, the user is going to want something new and fresh in a couple of years, or even sooner than that, really, probably a year or two. And so if you can't learn to adapt and build and change to the brand rather than to yourself, I feel like you're going to probably fall behind. You know, you're going to have your 15 minutes of fame, but you're going to fall behind. And unless you can reinvent yourself every couple of years and have a totally different style, you're almost like a, is it Picasso, who had like his blue phase, and then he had like another, he had a couple phases, you know, he changed his style throughout the years. I think it was Picasso. I'm sure somebody on the internet will correct me. But anyway, my point is, I think it's important for us as designers to just make sure that we have completely and totally flexible visual styles. And otherwise, people are going to get bored and you're really going to become obsolete, and you're going to have to start hopping and skipping around to different places and different companies. And I think for agencies, I've seen a whole different type of style issue, really. Some agencies, not all, and this is also not knocking any of these agencies either, because all these designers and all these agencies have phenomenal work. It's absolutely beautiful. But I know in a few years, I'm going to look back at this and we're going to be like, yeah, okay, that's old news. Have they reinvented themselves? Have they changed their style? Or is it just kind of the same all the time? But anyway, agencies in particular, I've noticed, the whole agency will have a specific style. And I don't know if that's just because of the direction from the creative director, or if it's they just only hire people who fall within that certain style. And that can work to their advantage for a little while. I think maybe more for agencies than somebody who's in-house and maybe will be with a company for many, many years. For agencies, it's kind of known that clients will skip around to different agencies, different relationships, different, you know, needs, different, you know, people get bored. So for an agency to have a specific style and then, you know, that's kind of what they're known for, I don't think it's as bad as a designer who's stuck in one type of style and in one type of look and feel that they have. But it can be dangerous, I feel like, though, for agencies too. You know, I mean, you have so many different clients, you're going to have all sorts of different industries too that you might be working for, especially if you're a bigger agency. You kind of want to make sure that you have that variety. But then, you know, there's, you know, cases where if you're a small boutique, you know, agency, and then, you know, I guess if say you're designing a mobile app for, you know, cars, and you're focused only on the automotive industry, then that style can kind of apply, I guess, to many different cars, right? Like, and that's just an example. You know, if you're designing mobile apps for, say, auto manufacturers, you can use somewhat of a similar style and impact on your visual design. But again, eventually everybody's stuff is going to start looking the same, and people may want to fast follow sometimes, but most people want something new and innovative. So I don't know, it's a little different though for agencies. But I think it's really hard for a lot of designers who do have a specific style, and that style, okay, is what they gravitate towards all the time. And I think the reason why it's so hard for them and for some of us to get away from that is because a lot of times, I mean, we are creatives no matter what. You know, if you're designing something visual, if you're designing a visual element of any sort, whether it be a UI or a campaign, you kind of are a little bit of an artist at heart, right? Where creatives are a little more eclectic, right? We know this is a business. I've said this before. This is a business, right? So we should be adapting and doing what, the client needs or what we think the client needs. But it kind of can be easy to fall into that bucket of this is how I always paint. Like you have a certain style maybe if you paint, or you have a certain style if you draw. And that's okay because that's an art, right? But design is much more than that. And design is, as I would say, it's more of a business than an art anyway. And so to me, I haven't really had this issue, I don't think, because I'm not a very good artist myself. I drew cartoons as a kid, but my forte is designing on a computer because I can't really illustrate as great as really talented illustrators like some of the friends I have. Or I can't shoot photos of people, but I can shoot photos of a landscape with no problem and get some really interesting creative kind of angles. But when it comes to people, forget about it. I have no idea what I'm doing. So I'm not really like this artist of like, oh, I don't paint or anything like that. So my style usually adapts to whatever company or whatever brand I am working with. Now, I will say I do have this one issue though, and that is color. And I gravitate super heavily towards bright colors because they're the few colors I can actually see, but that tends to have a very vibrant portfolio. But colors can adapt. Even if you have bright colors, you can adapt them to have different emotions and they can change throughout the brands. So, but I do tend to gravitate towards brighter colors. So I admit that is kind of a style thing that I have an issue with. And if anybody's listening and knows me and knows my work, and you notice a style that I do have and I'm not seeing it, I'd really like for you to actually call me out on it and be like, yeah, actually, when I see your stuff, it does all look, like your style, and here's why. I'd love to hear that. Because the other issue is we may not even know that we have this style. We may not even realize it because we see it every day and we have kind of a little bit of a bias because we're designing things personally, like for whether it be for a company or ourselves, we are designing it. So we might be blind to some of these styles and some of these visual kind of consistencies in all of our work. So if I do have that, I'd love for somebody to call me out on that. Email me at chat@joshuareach.com and let me know, because I'd be interested to kind of see whether or not maybe I do. I don't know. I don't think I do though. And if I do, and in a lot of you are saying I do, then this is another big thing then. How do we identify whether or not we have a certain style as a designer, and how do we break away from that? And it might be that we need other people. It might be that we need other designers to kind of call us out on it, to maybe push us even further. I guess that's ultimately what a creative director or a manager will do, is they kind of push you right in the right direction. As a leader of a creative team or leader of a product design team, you would be pushing your designers to kind of explore different ideas. It kind of goes back to the whole design school thing of, you don't just go with the first idea that you come up with. You don't. You come up with a bunch of concepts. Maybe 50 or 100 might be a little overboard, but at least come up with half a dozen to a dozen different styles, different concepts. It's kind of, it helps you broaden your expert. Even if you go back to that first design, you at least have explored other ideas and you might pull some elements from those other ideas. I hate going with just the first design that I create. I really hate it. Like it bugs the hell out of me. But anyway, so this is something though that I think is, it's something we may be blind to. And I wonder that too when I go through portfolios of designers. Are we blind to the fact that we have certain styles? Here I am saying, oh, we shouldn't have them, but maybe we don't even know that we do. And how do we change that? How do we combat that? This is much different than following a trend or anything like that. It's literally everything you create has this certain style. And no matter what brand you work for, some people will be like, oh, that's from that designer. Actually, they probably won't. They'll probably just compare the brands and be like, that looks a lot like such and such a brand. But it's because maybe that's the same designer, but different clients or different brands. And again, this is visual, and in the product realm especially, I see a lot of apps out there that have a very specific style. And when you look at the designer or designers that created it, the team maybe even, they all kind of look the same. This you really notice with some agencies out there too. I've noticed some really like world-renowned agencies in California or London or other places, and they have amazing work. But literally every app they create looks pretty much the same. It's the same style. It's the same bold, typefaces and high contrast and where it's really light and artsy and it just all kind of blends in and starts looking the same. And I guess part of it is probably because clients might be coming to them and saying we want that style, but at a certain point you have to be like, well, you can't have that style because it's somebody else's, or why not break away, I don't know. It's just interesting. It gets me thinking quite a bit, this topic. And so I'm very curious what everybody else thinks about this. What do you think? Should we have specific styles as designers, or should we be completely style agnostic and be able to adapt to whatever brand, whatever trends of the time, whatever the client or the company is wanting, whether it be for a mobile app or whether it be for an ad campaign, whatever it may be, should we be able to adapt, or should we have unique styles as designers? And that way, there's more variety, and people can pick and choose what they want based on what designer and what style they have. And you could also argue, I guess, that the designer can refine that style and perfect it over time if it's always the same style. I don't know. So let me know what you think. Email me, tweet at me, Instagram, whatever channel you can find me on. Email me at chat@joshuareach.com and let me know what your thoughts are on this. I might be completely out of my mind, and a lot of you may disagree or you might agree. I don't know. So I'm super curious. Let me know. This is a short episode, though. So until next time, my name's Josh Reach, and this has been Design Chat with Josh. I do have one request from all of you, and I know there's quite a few of you, too. I've been watching the numbers of listeners, so I know you're out there, and my request to you is whatever platform you're listening to this on, whether it be on Anchor, whether it be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I don't know if you can do this on Spotify, but leave a nice little rating, a little 5-star rating, a little review maybe. If you think there's, and I know there are definitely ways to improve this podcast, leave that in the reviews too. Like, let me know what you think I can do to make this better, whether it be, just things I can do personally, things you want to start hearing about. I'm open to requests and topics and things that you want to hear about. So leave those in the reviews and leave a nice little rating while you're there in the App Store. And if I get enough good ratings, then I'll just kind of keep this going. And who knows, maybe we'll get like an actual guest on here. So it becomes a real chat, not just a one-way chat of me talking for about 30 minutes to an hour. Anyway, so that's all I wanted to ask you guys. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you all next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.